The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 515.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is the founder and CEO of Skylar Yu, and I'm really excited to have her on today to share her story with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Alice Yu. Alice, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, my name is Alice, and thank you for having me on your show. So basically, I am a UCLA graduate who majored in economics, and I am an entrepreneur. I studied entrepreneurship when I was getting my MBA at UC Riverside, and shortly afterwards, I got an internship at MTV and ad sales. But right after that, I took a few other jobs, and then I went on a vacation to Europe where I fell in love with the mix of modern and traditional art and architecture. When I got back after the vacation, I started a website called My Modern Met, and where it's still up and alive today. It showcases the modern art, design, and photography. And so with the help of my brother, we grew that audience to about 3 million visitors a month, and it's now around 3.6 million. And we work with large brands like Cadillac, Honda, and Intel. From that experience, that led us to actually publish a book called For Love, and it sold on Amazon and bookstores worldwide. But what came from all that work and the speaking engagements and all that was a mental breakdown that I had, actually. I was really stressed over my job, and I just kind of had this complete breakdown, and it turned out to be not just a breakdown, but a manic episode. And so for people who are not familiar with that, it's associated with being bipolar. My mother was bipolar, so it was actually hereditary. I ended up being locked up in a hospital, a mental hospital, for about 6 weeks. And it was really tough because I had a 7-month-old at the time and a 2-year-old at the time. And so I was away from them, and as well as my husband. But it gave me time to reflect on my life and figure out what to do. It took actually 2 more years of trying to testing out different, careers. And then the Women's March happened. And I knew that I would be combining my love for the arts with this new female empowerment movement. So when then I discovered hand lettering on Instagram, I decided that I would create these, statement t-shirts and apparel, accessories, and art prints for the modern feminists. So we sell stuff like that things that say like Girls to the Front, Yes She Can, and Fearless Girl.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, that's quite the story you have. Sometimes, we end up in our darkest moments in our life, but it can also lead us to something even greater, right? I'm really glad that you're able to share that with us. And Alice, what's your cultural background?
Well, I am Korean American, and my parents came in 1974. My mother was a nurse, my father was a mechanic, and I have always been very proud to be Korean American. Just if you look around now, there's so many very hardworking, creative, successful people that are of that ethnicity, and I'm constantly inspired by them. And I'll just give some shout outs to like fashion bloggers I follow, like Chriselle Lim and Ami Song, graffiti artist David Cho, and there's restaurateurs like David Ching and Roy Choi, and I just look up to all of them.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
It's one from Henry Ford, and it's whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you are right. I like that one because I think it's all about believing in yourself, and that combined with perseverance and luck, I believe leads to success.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think self-confidence is really believing in yourself, trusting in yourself, trusting in your gut, and then knowing that you are worthy.
Great definition that you mentioned. And Alice, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Let me say I still struggle with self-confidence, first of all, and I am 40, going on 42. But I would say that, before My Modern Met became successful, I struggled with it because I had to feel like I achieved something until I felt successful, and then in my 20s, I really had this like dark, like kind of harsh moment where one of my husband's friends, closest friends, told me that I didn't deserve him and that I was unworthy, basically, of having him in my life. Because my husband's a great guy. I mean, you know, anyone would say he's like amazing. But that actually took me about 10 years of real therapy to understand that one comment could really, you know, haunt me. And ultimately, it was something that I was keeping inside my head. And it was a voice inside my head that was telling me I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't smart enough. And it really like just it impeded me. But it also in a weird way drove me to want to succeed. I also want to mention that I had social anxiety in my teens and 20s, and I hated social situations. I mean, I'm a classic introvert. I was afraid to talk to people, large groups, people older than me, people, you know, all I did was like kind of keep quiet. But looking back now, I wish I could have told my younger self to be more secure and to not let others determine your self-worth.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all go through, right? Sometimes we take a person's comment and we feel like it's the truth, right? Not realizing it's just a person's opinion or perception about something. Like, I remember I wanted to change jobs at one point in my life, and a male coworker told me, you know, why do you want to change jobs? You already get paid enough for a woman, or more than enough for a woman. And that actually stunted my growth as well. It's like, I told myself, yeah, I guess I make more than enough money, so I don't need to go further. You know, and we realized after that it was just a person's opinion, and you know, it's not the truth. I mean, I still could have gone and do it, but because I wasn't as confident as then, I just believed the person. So I mean, we all go through it, right? We all feel like we're not worthy enough, we don't deserve better, we settle, and you know, it's something we go through in our lives. But what was that point in your life when you realized you were more than enough to, you know, go out there, especially create, you know, such a positive impact? Like, what was that aha moment?
Well, the major aha moment came to me after I had my first child, and his name is Parker. And I, you know, growing up, I, you know, got the good grades. You know, I wasn't like a straight A student. I was like swim team captain. I was in like, you know, clubs and all that. But like, whatever I did anything well, my mother was never a person who said, you know, good job, Alice. Like, I'm so proud of you. It was more like, why can't you do better? And I think that just kind of hurt me so much where I, you know, wanted to do better, actually. You know, it was a very like weird dynamic, because you would think that those would actually, and those did actually hurt my self-esteem, but they also gave me this like ambition and drive to like think, okay, I, you know, have to do better. I must do better. And, you know, there was one story where, you know, in my junior year of high school, I was awarded the MVP of my swim team, and my mom wasn't there, and my dad wasn't there, and it just became like a nothing. Like, it wasn't anything special that day, and that trophy was just like thrown into a corner of a room. And so, you know, I just kind of felt like, you know, one, achieving and trying to like drive yourself to be successful is great, but it's also a never ending road. It's like a vicious cycle almost. But what happened was I had Parker, my first kid. And then I realized that, you know, giving love and attention to somebody, like, that starts when they're born. And that was like one of those, you know, therapy moments for me, like, you know, light bulb moments where I thought to myself, like, you know, I don't have to do like anything to deserve love. You know, I am worthy because I was born. And I think if people understand that, then, you know, they could feel self-worth, you know, and not attach it to necessarily achievement or what other people say.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's crazy, you know, sometimes, hey, having Asian parents, right? It's like, you know, we always strive to do better. We always strive to do something to make us proud of them, right? Or make them proud of us, right? And, you know, like for the longest time, I just thought, you know, my parents would never love me if I didn't do anything crazy. Or not crazy, but like, you know, have an MBA or in something, or have a high paying job, or, you know, things that most Asian parents look for. But it took me a while to realize my parents love me no matter what happened. And like you mentioned, having that unconditional love is, you know, all that you need in the world, right? Because when you have that unconditional love, it overflows and actually helps us. And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
It's, you know, it's great. Again, I still suffer from self-confidence issues. And, you know, the closest people to me, my husband and my sisters, they will tell me, like, you know, Alice, you have to stop. And they call it being humble, but really it's actually, like, you know, a lack of self-confidence. But I will tell you now, though, that I have come a long way. You know, I will tell myself that I still, you know, worry about this new company, of course. You know, I have had some success with it already, but, you know, I want more from it. I want it to be bigger. I want it to become, a bigger brand. I have big dreams for it, but I also have to kind of stop and, you know, tell myself, like, good job, Alice. You know, I have to give myself that small pat on the back and say, like, hey, you did that. Like, you made My Modern Met, like, from nothing. And you worked with some of the biggest brands in the world. And you can now do this. Like, you have the capability to do it. And sometimes, you know, I tell myself that. And sometimes I need my husband to tell me that. And I ask him for, you know, these mini pep talks. And we just sit down and he tells me, like, you can do this. And it just kind of gives me that boost of self-confidence that I need. You know, going back to being bipolar, you know, that was a shock to me. And it took me a while to accept. But now I see it as a blessing over a curse. I've learned to, like, manage my own stress. I have better sleep habits now. And now I practice some self-care. And, you know, to now, like, you know, to build the self-confidence, I feel like there's, like, so many things you could do in terms of, like, little things that you could do. For me, it's like, you know, I have a Peloton. I don't know if you've heard of Peloton, but it's an indoor cycling bike at my house. And I jump on it. I put it on, like, a 30, 40 minute ride. And, you know, I'm dying probably 10, 20 minutes in. But I tell myself, like, you're going to finish. And I do. And I come out, like, massively sweaty. And it's a great feeling because, you know, you do something that's just kind of small, but you've accomplished it. Like, you finished it. And, you know, that goes for, like, cooking a meal for my kids, or it's like reading a complete book. It's these, like, small boosts of self-confidence that I get from those little things that make me feel, you know, just kind of happier in life.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I like how you mentioned that you celebrate, you know, every success. And I think that's really important, right? Like you mentioned, it's great to strive for more, but we also have to be aware of the present moment, what we've accomplished, and realize, you know, hey, I can't believe we did this. We should celebrate. And, you know, the more you celebrate it, the more success, you know, attracts you in your life. So thanks for sharing that. And also, you know, being bipolar and learning how to, you know, create something positive out of it versus thinking, you know, I have this disability, I can't do anything. Actually, it's helping you versus hurting you. So thanks for sharing that, Alice. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say that, you know, there can be people who will tell you how great you are, and there's going to be, you know, achievements that you get to, or, you know, things that you overcome. But really, I want to tell people out there that, you know, just because you are born, you are worthy, and you should be loved, and you are capable of whatever challenges come your way, because inside of you, you know, you're a strong person. And so I would say, take risks, get outside your comfort zone. And I say, you know, and then let God, or if you believe in God, or if you believe in the universe, let that being help you through your life. And I think if you do that, you can then sit back and you can see the magic happen.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of the cool t-shirts that you've made, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Sure. You can go to skylaryoo.com. So SKYLARYOO.com. I also have a book on Amazon called For Love. So you can just, like, Google search Alice For Love book Amazon. Also, if you want to check out my other site that I built, it's called mymodernmet.com.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Alice, you can also head on over to thetaoselfconfidence.com and search for Alice's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Alice today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Alice.
Okay, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.